the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program comes to you under the auspices of Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Following the dramatization, you'll hear the presentation of an award to The Eternal Light program. Our story today, written by Morton Wishengrad in observance of American Brotherhood Week, is entitled The Pastor of Eindhoven. Featured in the title role is Carl Swenson.
Pastor Adrian von Hochstraten?
Yes?
Is there something you wish before you die?
I should like you to unbind my eyes.
That is not permitted.
I'm not afraid to see.
It is strictly forbidden.
It is you, then, who are afraid. Very well. I am ready.
Pastor Adrian von Hochstraten, for high crimes committed in the city of Eindhoven, against the laws and the occupation forces of the Third Reich, it is the order of Reich Commissioner Arthur Seitz in court that you be summarily executed. Sergeant, proceed.
Aye, squad. Command, halt!
Called Pastor Adrian von Hochstraten, but that was not his name. He was the people of the Netherlands. He was the voice that broke the terrible silence. He was the deed that subordinated life to the message of life. He was the stubborn conscience of the Dutch in the decade without conscience. He was their audacity, their unyielding fidelity. He called himself Pastor of the Netherlands Reformed Church, but his deed was for all. For the Calvinist churches of Holland, the Roman Catholic Church, the Remonstrant Brotherhood, the Baptist Society, the Evangelical Lutheran Church, the bishops who refused to remain silent, the priests who stood their ground, the pastors and the lay brothers who were imprisoned, who were tortured, who were murdered, who have not died. They have not died. I know. I am a Dutch Jew. Hear now of the pastor of Eindhoven. Hear his story, and let me begin to repay my debt.
You sent for me, Gauleiter?
Come now, Pastor, let's not be formal. Herr Schmidt will do.
You sent for me, Herr Schmidt?
That's better, Pastor. But I didn't send for you. Shall we say I invited you, and you were kind enough to accept my invitation.
What do you want, Herr Schmidt?
A cigarette?
Thank you, no.
Brandy?
No.
Good brandy. Very best, Pastor.
Why did you send for me?
You are a stubborn man, Pastor. Myself, I like stubborn men. Very well. I am newly assigned to this district. I wish to offer you the fullest cooperation of the occupation authority.
What for?
Shall I be frank?
Please.
Holland is not Poland, nor France. Between Germany and Holland, there is a great bond. The exigencies of war have brought us here, but the foundations of Dutch life will not be touched. Reichscommissioner Seitz Inquart has made that pledge, and I propose to live up to it. Brandy?
No, thank you, Herr Schmidt.
You will come around, Pastor. Myself, I like stubborn men. come around.
Can you bring it in, Pastor?
Yes, I think so, Cornelius.
Baron, I think you had better stay near the window and keep an eye out just in case.
Radio Orange, speaking to you from London. I am happy to introduce the Prime Minister of the Netherlands Government in Exile, Professor Peter Gerbrandy.
People of the Netherlands, I speak to you from a joint statement made yesterday by the Dutch hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church and the pastors of the Reformed Church of the Netherlands. I quote, we declare most emphatically that collaboration with the Nazis is forbidden by conscience. If refusal to collaborate should demand sacrifice from you, be strong.
Pastor, shut the radio.
And constant in the conviction that you...
What is it, Baron?
Yes, Smith. Come to the church. Soldiers with him. They're carrying something.
Remain here, both of you.
Where are you going?
I think Herr Schmidt wants to see me. But I'm rather fond of this church. I prefer to see him outside.
Can you read, Pastor?
I can read, Herr Schmidt.
That's good. Effective 1 minute past midnight Monday, all Dutch Jews may not appear without the distinguishing badge of the Star of David.
I can read, Herr Schmidt.
We shall expect you to read this order from your pulpit on Sunday morning.
It would seem to be superfluous, Herr Schmidt. Mine is a Protestant congregation. The order hardly affects them.
Nevertheless, you will read the order. It should interest them.
Yes, Herr Schmidt, you're quite right. They will be interested in the order of the Reich Commissioner. Members of the congregation, once when I was a boy, I became lost. It was a desolate place. Night closed in and I was afraid. And then the moon rose and the desolation was peopled with phantoms and ghostly shadows. My knees began to tremble because far in the distance, I saw the shape of a wild beast. But as I went toward the beast, the shape grew larger. And I could see that it was the shape of a man. And then the moon rose higher. And as we approached one another, I saw that the man was my brother. And I was no longer afraid. Members of the congregation, I protest the crime of the Third Reich against our Jewish brothers. I protest in your name. I protest in the name of every single decent, upright Jewish citizen. I protest in the name of God. The service is concluded. I ask mein Herr Cornelius de Jong, mein Herr Baron van den Berg, and mein Herr Anton Bacha to come immediately to my study. Cornelius, you might bolt the door before you sit down.
Well, Pastor?
Cornelius, how many sewing machines do you have in your factory?
25.
And you, Anton?
Oh, about twice that.
Very good. Baron, you brought the designs?
Here it is. Quite simple. I've got plenty of cloth. With two cutters, I can make enough in a few hours for the whole town, including the children.
Cornelius, Anton, Baron here agrees. Are you willing?
It's a risk, Pastor.
But there's a greater risk, Cornelius. The risk of inaction and silence.
All right, Pastor, I'll call my workers.
Anton?
We're supposed to be making German uniforms, Pastor. It will be a pleasure.
Ritz speaking. What's that, Captain? So... No, absolutely not. Captain, don't be an idiot. You can't arrest every man, woman, and child in the city. This is the pastor's work. We'll tend to him first.
It is not an altogether unexpected honor, Herr Schmidt.
Pastor, what is that sword to your coat?
Why, I believe that you know what that is, Herr Schmidt. If I'm not mistaken, every Protestant and Catholic is wearing it today. Star of David looks rather nice, I think.
You will remove it at once?
I shall be glad to when every Jewish citizen is instructed to remove it.
I see. You think we can be intimidated?
No, Herr Schmidt. I don't think so. But neither can the people of Holland be intimidated.
Once again, Pastor, I ask you to remove it.
No, Herr Schmidt.
I order it, Pastor.
No, Herr Schmidt.
Suit yourself. We know quite well how to distinguish between a good shepherd who looks after his flock and the clergyman who abuses the pulpit to agitate against us.
Good day, Herr Schmidt.
Pastor, you are a Christian. Star of David is not for Christians.
You raise an interesting theological point, Herr Schmidt.
We'll discuss that another time. For the present, I ask you to be reasonable, Pastor. Why don't you listen to me?
Because you, Herr Schmidt, are a liar and the agent of liars. Because you are a thief, Herr Schmidt, and the agent of thieves. Because you are a murderer and the agent of murderers.
Good day, Pastor.
Good day, Herr Schmidt. Cornelius, put away the revolver. Anton, are you being foolish? Put down the gun.
Pastor, when they come for you, it's going to cost them something.
They will not come for me. Put the weapons away. No one will come for me.
How do you know?
They are interested in proving that the Dutch people collaborate with them. They will not come now.
I don't like it.
Do as I say, Cornelius. Anton, do you have Herr Schmidt's latest order?
It's what we expected. All Jewish business establishments must be clearly marked Jewish. We are forbidden to trade with them.
Anton, you may inform the townspeople that I shall continue to buy my bread in Mein Herr Cohen's bakery.
What? For heaven's sake, Pastor, exercise some discretion. Use a little moderation.
Moderation, Cornelius? That is what Herr Schmidt would like. For me to speak the truth moderately. Well, I don't know what that means. Truth is not told by halves. The sword does not cut by halves. The fire does not burn by halves. A moderate truth is half a lie. No, Cornelius, if I do not buy my bread in Mein Herr Cohen's bakery, I shall become a lie.
We can't afford to lose you, Pastor.
Mein Herr Cohen cannot afford to lose my few pennies. He's not a rich man. The bread of the needy is their life. He that taketh away his neighbor's living slayeth him. And he that defraudeth the laborer of his hire is a shedder of blood.
Pastor!
Yes?
Nothing, Pastor. Nothing at all.
What do you say, France? Do we run him over?
Keep your shirt on. I'll take care of him. Get out of the way and let the truck pass.
There are young women in the truck.
They're Jews.
Where are you taking them?
Maybe you want to come along. We're taking him to the officer's hotel.
Soldier, if you do that, hell will be too good for you.
You getting out of the way?
Open that truck and let them out.
You think I'm a lunatic?
Open that truck.
Keep your shirt on, Pastor. They're better off than the others. Maybe you haven't heard. Now get out of the way. With you in a second, Franz.
I beseech you in the name of God, do not do this.
Now, why don't you be nice?
If you have a conscience, if you're a man, you'll go no further.
Look, I don't like you. I don't like your face. I don't like the way you comb your hair. So go back to the church and play your organ.
Leave me alone, Cornelius. No, I'm all right. It's only my shoulder.
Baron, give me a hand.
No, wait. Wait, all of you. Wait. Listen. People, all of you, listen to me. I have stood in the pulpit and spoken to you of mercy. I have deceived you. I have preached falsely to you. Everything I have preached is a lie. This is the truth. Do not be docile. Do not be loving.
carry fear in your heart. Hold anger like a sword in your hand. Hate. Learn to hate. Let it fill your days. Let it sleep on your pillow at night. There is no goodness, no peace, no mercy, no love, no justice in this world. There is only evil. So train for evil. Make the callous on your soul. Put steel in your heart. Put...
No. No, that's wrong. It's wrong. Forgive me. I spoke in anger. My words were false. You know they're false. Now, if the enemy is hateful, shall we become like the enemy? Can a man lie in the gutter and not be fouled by the gutter? I was wrong. When one prayeth and another curseth, whose voice will the Lord hear?
Don't cry, then. Stand back. Baron, Antun, give a hand. Carry him to the church.
Pastor, they're coming.
Cornelius.
Not this time, Pastor. I'm not putting down the gun.
Cornelius, I forbid it. Antun, Baron, Dirk, Cape. No guns. I forbid that.
Not now, Pastor. They don't get you.
Cornelius de John, who am I for you to give your life? Is my blood more red than yours? Let them come.
We have to live with ourselves. Are we going to stand here and let them take you?
Yes. My work is finished. Your work begins. They are deporting the Jews. Hide them in your houses. Save them. Hide them in your fields. Try to save them all, but save the children first. If they hunger, give them to eat. If they thirst, give them to drink.
Pastor.
Promise. Cornelius, promise.
They're coming.
Live so that you may save life, Cornelius. Promise.
I promise.
Swear it, Cornelius.
I swear it.
Antun.
I swear it.
Baron.
I swear.
Derek, Pedro.
Yes, I swear.
Now go through the back door. All of you, quickly. Leave me alone.
Cigarette? Excuse me, my dear pastor. I keep forgetting that you don't smoke.
You are a liar, Herr Schmidt, and the agent of liars.
My dear pastor, you have a rather nasty tongue for a clergyman. We let that pass. Is that the checkbook yours?
Where did you get it?
I ask you, is this checkbook yours?
It's church property.
Fine. The account is in the name of Adrian von Hochstraten.
Those funds are church property.
Are they? Balance 13,250 guilders.
Herr Schmidt, you are a thief and the agent of thieves.
We let that pass for now. Here's a blank check, Pastor. Sign it for the full balance, 13,250 guilders.
It is not my money.
Franz, come in, will you?
It is not my money to give. It is not yours to take.
Shall I tell you what the account is for? Jewish war relief. Altogether superfluous now, my dear pastor. There will be no Jews to relieve. You sign?
You are a murderer, Herr Schmidt, and the agent of murderers.
Franz, assist the pastor. Pastor, note his technique. Absolutely sound. There's nothing vulgar about the method. You may stop, Franz. Well, you sign. Once again, Franz. Pastor, note this technique. Absolutely sound. There's nothing vulgar about the method. You may stop, Franz. Once again, Franz.
Will you sign, Pastor?
Again, Franz. front, you fool. Don't kill him.
Get out front. Leave us alone. Here, drink this.
No.
Still stubborn. I have an order in my pocket. Your name is on that order. Shall I read the signature? Reichskommissioner for the Netherlands, Arthur Seyss in court. Sign the check, Pastor. Make it out to me. Order will be torn up.
You do not understand.
On the contrary, Pastor. You do not understand. The order in my pocket is a sentence of death.
Yes, Herr Schmidt. You do not understand. I must say it to you, since there is no one left to say it to. Men must always fight evil. Not just to speak against evil, but to fight against it. And neither in victory nor in defeat is there triumph or salvation, but only in the struggle itself.
Then you have made your decision?
Yes, Herr Schmidt. I have made my decision.
Pastor Adrian von Hochstraten, for high crimes committed in the city of Eindhoven against the laws and the occupation forces of the Third Reich, it is the order of Reich Commissioner Arthur Seyss in court that you be summarily executed.
He was called Pastor Adrian von Hochstraten. But that was not his name. He was the people of the Netherlands. He was the deed that subordinated life to the message of life. He was Holland and the audacity of Holland and its unyielding fidelity. He was the pastor of the Netherlands Reformed Church. But his deed was for all. For the Calvinist churches of Holland, the Roman Catholic Church, the Remonstrant Brotherhood, the Baptist Society, the Evangelical Lutheran Church, the bishops who refused to remain silent, the priests who stood their ground, the pastors and the lay brothers who were imprisoned, who were tortured, who were murdered, who have not died. I am a Dutch Jew. I speak of Pastor von Hoogstraten, Christian.
If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Mr. Charles H. Tuttle, distinguished lawyer and member of the New York City Board of Higher Education, who will present the Brotherhood Week Award to The Eternal Light program. Mr. Tuttle.
For the past year, The Eternal Light has presented through outstanding dramatic scripts the cultural heritage of 4.5 million Americans. But more than that, through these dramatizations, the program has consistently shown that the cooperation and mutual understanding of people of many different religious, racial, and national backgrounds constitute the basis of this union of men, the United States. The first Eternal Light program to be presented sounded the keynote of this series, for it brought to its audience the words of George Washington, whose birthday we celebrate this week, Brotherhood Week. In his letter to the Hebrew congregation at Newport, Washington wrote that, "Happily, the government of the United States gives to bigotry no sanction and to persecution no assistance." Through subsequent scripts, the Eternal Light has broadcast the message of unity and brotherhood, not only in the lives of distinguished citizens of the Jewish faith, such as Louis D. Brandeis, judge of the Supreme Court of the United States, and Emma Lazarus, whose lines are the base of the Statue of Liberty, have become a definition of the word America. But also through the actions and statements of equally distinguished Christians like Thomas Kennedy, who fought in the Maryland state legislature in 1818 for equality for all Americans. He said, to disqualify any class of citizens is for the people to disqualify themselves. Disqualification stains nations, tramples the charities of life, places arms in the hands of bloody war. Now it is my privilege on behalf of the National Conference of Christians and Jews to present the 1946 Brotherhood Week Radio Award to the Eternal Light for its contribution as the outstanding network religious radio series in 1945. The award reads, the National Conference of Christians and Jews, an organization of Americans seeking to promote justice, amity, understanding, and cooperation among Protestants, Catholics, and Jews in the United States, presents this citation of distinguished merit to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and to the National Broadcasting Company for their presentation of the program series, The Eternal Light. Because through dramatizations it demonstrates that intolerance on the part of any group of our people is a threat to the unity of America, and because it promotes understanding in the spirit of brotherhood of all faiths, the National Conference of Christians and Jews cites, for the approbation of all Americans, those whose inspiration, devotion, and craftsmanship have made this program possible.
Thank you, Mr. Tuttle. The award will be accepted on behalf of the Eternal Light Program by Rabbi Moshe Davis, Registrar and Radio Program Editor of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Rabbi Davis.
Mr. Tuttle, the Jewish Theological Seminary of America is deeply gratified by the action of the National Conference of Christians and Jews in awarding it this citation of merit. Our respect for the men and women who constitute the National Conference makes this citation especially meaningful. In accepting this award, we regard ourselves as trustees for the many groups and individuals who have cooperated in making this program possible. The Eternal Light is the composite achievement of the National Broadcasting Company and its officials who have initiated this program, of the National Radio Committee, which includes all Jewish religious approaches, of the artists and scholars who prepare the programs, and of the millions of listeners who have encouraged us in this work. The purpose of the Eternal Light is to recount in dramatic form the story of men and women who sanctified God's name by their daily acts of living. We relate from the book of our religious tradition those historic events which may strengthen us to face the problems of the present world. We tell the story of those individuals, children of all people, who have helped bring the message of humanity to man. This high award attests that these efforts have been deemed worthy by men of all faith. The continued reward to all those associated on the Eternal Light program is the service they are rendering in bringing men to renewed faith in God and teaching them the more profound truths of loving kindness for fellow men.
Thank you, Rabbi Davis. The Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured as Pastor Adrian von Hoogstraten was Carl Swenson. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.